This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Important work being done by the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation and then working in conjunction with UPMC Sports Medicine, because they have just started their open enrollment period for Heads Up. If you don't know what Heads Up is, it is baseline concussion testing, and it is for our young athletes. The Pens today in UPMC Sports Medicine offering this innovative concussion awareness and baseline testing initiative for young athletes throughout Western Pennsylvania. We are delighted right now to have joining us on the program from UPMC, Rob Dingle. He started as an athletic trainer, but now he concentrates specifically on concussion awareness and understanding. Rob, it is good to have you on the program. Thanks for making time for us today.
Oh, thank you for having us on and discuss the program. We greatly appreciate it.
This is the kind of thing that if you are involved in soccer, lacrosse, football, baseball, basketball, I mean, there's really not many sports where you don't have some risk potentially of a head injury. You know, if you've got a baseline, what does that allow you as a trainer to do should something happen during the course of either practice or play during the season?
Well, it's very beneficial for the athlete, for the kids, and as well as the parents, because it allows our doctors or any doctor to, obviously, when they sustain an injury, they're administered the same test again. So the baseline measures, their reaction time, their visual memory, their verbal memory, as well as how they process information in their sort of normal, healthy state. Once they get injured, they are administered the same test again, and you can see where the deficiencies are. The test does not diagnose a concussion, but in conjunction with a thorough evaluation, helps support the doctor's findings. But most importantly, it helps kids in their return to play. Getting back to what we all enjoy them doing, which is playing sports.
Yeah, absolutely. How long has this been going on? How long have you been working on putting baselines, if you will, on kids?
This is the program's 13th year, believe it or not.
Wow, it's crazy how that has just exploded, that we've gotten to this point where since 2011, this has been part of this particular plan. How long does a baseline test last? Meaning, if somebody had one in 2013, is that still good 10 years later, or do they need to be tested again?
They need to be tested again. What we recommend is, we test kids as young as 5 years old. And so for ages 5 to 12, we recommend they get the test every year. Once they hit or get tested at age 12, so then they can switch to an every other year progression.
At 12 until what age? Is that from then until they're done playing?
So once they're done with high school, enter high school, they're going to get tested usually as a freshman, and then their junior year.
Okay, so every other year maybe?
Yeah, if they're fortunate enough to go on to play, college sports, that college usually tests them one time.
Yes, that was the experience that our guys had, our sons had. Visiting with Rob Dingle, who is with UPMC, and talking about the importance of doing baseline concussion testing for young athletes. How often do you have people coming in who are as young as 5? Is that a rarity, or is that becoming more and more common that they get started early?
It's becoming more and more common. I actually do baseline testing year-round. But obviously, our focus is during our Heads Up program. But, yeah, more and more kids are getting tested younger. You know, ice hockey has just exploded around here. Mm-hmm. So that's usually what drives it. And then the other thing that I get with younger kids is if they know someone, like a friend, accidentally gets a concussion, that kind of makes parents aware of our program and what we do. And I get phone calls that way, a lot of referrals.
The testing for Heads Up Pittsburgh is going to start on June 5th, and it will run throughout the course of the summer, actually wrapping up before the kids go back to school on August 2nd. Rob, help us understand what they need to do if they would like to make an appointment. And is registration open now, or will that be here in a little bit?
No, registration actually opened up this morning. Everything is done online. So if you go to upmc.com/heads-up, all the information is online, is on that website. We actually have two testing locations, so we are testing in the Pittsburgh area, but you can also sign up for testing in the Erie, Hammett area. Like I said, all the information is on there. My contact information is on there. If parents have questions or trouble scheduling, they can contact me directly. Glad to help people out and get as many, you know, kids involved.
Is this just for fall sports right now, or would this be for anybody for the upcoming season, meaning if they're a winter athlete,
anybody,
or even a spring? Does that matter?
Yeah, it's open for anybody. Yeah,
okay.
All sports, yeah.
And talk to me about the importance of partnering with something like the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation in terms of them being able to help not only spread the word about this, but also deal with some of the other issues that that families might otherwise have to be faced with.
Oh, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation is probably one of the best organizations I've ever had the pleasure of dealing with. You know, Jim Britt, Amanda Sisko, and they do have a new director, Yvonne Mayer. They are just fantastic people. They're so supportive of this program. Anything we need, would like to do, would like to change, they're all on board. Just great organization, great, you know, not just Heads Up, but they do a lot of great things just for the city of Pittsburgh.
Do they end up covering the entire cost for this, or is there still some obligation for families?
No, this year, thanks to the Pens Foundation, it is free for all kids, regardless of age.
Why would you not do it?
I don't know. Yeah, we used to charge $25 for kids 15 and older.
Yeah.
But this year, thanks to the Pens, everything is free.
Amazing. Again, if you're interested in doing this, upmc.com/heads-up, and you can get more information in terms of getting in touch with Rob if you've got questions or more about making those appointments. Again, they will begin on June 5th. The appointments will end on August 2nd, but registration is open, and you know full well things that are free are going to go very, very quickly. Rob, thanks so much for jumping in here today and letting us know about the importance of getting those baseline tests done.
Hey, no, thanks for the time. Appreciate the opportunity to speak and you know, supporting the program. Thank you very much.
Really, really great stuff. And, oh, by the way, all participants also get an agility ladder, which will help kids to work on their coordination, their balance, and their foot speed, too. So another reason to get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.